time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of John, John chapter 17. We're going to begin reading today with the 8th verse and read down through the 20th verse. John chapter 17, beginning to read with verse 8 through the 20th verse. So if you'd please open your Bibles, be ready to read as we enjoy the study today. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Glad that you've joined us today. Let's begin the study now. John chapter 17, beginning to read with verse 8. John 17, 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. They have received them, and have known surely that I came from thee, out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept. None of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not for that thou shalt take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast given me unto the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study. Father, I thank you for your word, and help us as we look carefully to learn your will and way for our lives. We know according to your word that you've came from heaven down here upon this earth to save us, and you completed that work as you went to the cross of Calvary, died there, was put in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights, and then came out of the grave alive. Victory over death. We have a forgiveness of our sins because of you, Lord Jesus. Please now guide and lead us as we study your word, that we may not only come to know you, but then, as we say at the beginning, that we will also grow in you. We should be givers of the light. We should be ones that share the gospel with this lost and dying world. This scripture here is very clear concerning our position and who we are in you, Lord Jesus, and also what we should be to this world. Now please guide and lead us as we study this precious word today. Make it ever so clear that all can understand, that every one of us will grow closer to you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful time to come and to study the Word. The 18th verse, as we read that, I'm not sure I read that correctly. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. If I make a mistake or turn a word around, I sure want it clear concerning the Word of God. We love studying the Word. And we begin back at the 8th verse, John 17, 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gave me, and they have received them. There's some very important parts here. The word there in verse 8, the word words, is that which is spoken or written. The word is translated sometimes in the scripture to be just a thought or an idea. Here it is clearly the word which thou gavest to me is what was spoken, which is recorded. And so we need to know that today the philosophers of today, as they decide upon their own will and way to change the Word of God, don't follow them. We're to follow God's written Word, and that is directed by the Holy Spirit as we study His Word. Please do not move from it. Do not leave it. It's great to study the Word of God and to enjoy it, and I'm glad that you've joined us to do that. And I hope that you are coming, that you have come to know the Lord Jesus through any means. I don't care how you're saved. Just turn your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive you for your sins, and please set me free from that burden, and we'll begin this wonderful walk. Please, Lord, that be our prayer as we call upon the Lord Jesus, and we should always request that. And I'm always in prayer for the lost that I know, the people that I come in contact with. I turn and say, Lord, please, that You would turn their heart to You. The words here that are given, for I have given unto them the words which Thou gave me, from the Father to the Son, and those words were delivered unto these believers. And it wasn't just they were just given out, but you notice here in the center part of this verse of Scripture, they have received them. They have received them and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou dost send me. Now, the remainder of this verse, not only is it that it is God's spoken word that Jesus spoke to the disciples and those that believed, those that heard His word, they not only heard it, but they received it. And it's important that we see the need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only is the Lord Jesus just a good man that came down here and lived a very moral life and was a very kind man, He is more than that, because you see the Lord Jesus Christ is God. And if He had not been God, He could not have saved us. He came here to deliver us. He was sent from the Father here, and we find in the verses, as we find ourselves down in verse 11, that He's going to be leaving here very shortly, because His work is going to be finished. And so we find the words that the Father gave to the Son, those words the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, gave to these believers and to us. And there's a step to be taken. We have to receive them. Don't just read this book as as something that's historical, that's something that's comfortable to read. And your goal is to... I have never promoted the principle of reading through the Bible in a year or 2 years or 5 years or whatever the schedule is. Very important to read the Word of God. More important than reading the Word of God is to study the Word of God. And this is the reason why today that the folks have left the King James Version, because you see, they do not want to study the Word of God. They just want to read the Word of God. And when you begin to change the Word of God and move from the old King James so that the words are a little more fitting for today, well, they have taken so much out, and they have moved so much. Please do not be taken in by them, because you say, well, I can read it easier. Stop reading and begin studying the Word of God. And the King James is not more difficult to read, and it's easier to study. So please, that you'll look to the Word of God, follow after it. You need to receive the words. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and begin this walk. And the Lord Jesus Christ is come down from the Father, and He's telling these listeners, these believers here, they know that I am God. And you see, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, then you have no salvation. Don't tell somebody that you're saved if you do not believe that Jesus Christ is God. Because He is, He came down to save us, and as these verses of Scripture tell us, as many others, He went back to be with His Father. But do not hold on to salvation. Don't think that you're saved. Don't believe that you're going to heaven unless you have come by faith to Jesus Christ and Him alone, and you have received His words, where He tells you that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The words where it tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please that you come. Please that you listen to those words. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, all these words are words that are proclaimed by the Lord Jesus through His precious word. These disciples, these believers, have received those words. That's what's made them believers. And they not only received the word, but they also know where those words have come from. The Lord Jesus here is proclaiming and saying clearly that they know that you have sent me. That means that He is God. They know I am God. They have believed that Thou dost send me, the end of that verse tells us. And so, redemption for the world, salvation for the world has come through the Lord Jesus Christ. But you must come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not go for this universal salvation. God is a God of love, and He would not condemn anyone to the lake of fire, to hell. No, He won't. But you'll condemn yourself, because you're condemned already if you do not believe in the only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You must believe that. Please do not be sold a package of goods here that you just, as long as you come to church and as long as you believe that Jesus come, Jesus died on the cross, I believe that, but there it is more. It's more than a head knowledge. It's a heart knowledge. And please come to Jesus Christ. Please look to Him. You see the division here as we look on to the ninth verse. And I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine. You see, there's a separation of a group of people here. There are believers and there are non-believers. And again, it is a belief that Jesus Christ is God, that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, the Messiah, that the Scripture tells us clearly that we must call upon Him. We must have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And instead of just believing that He has lived as we believe, as you study history, anyone else, do you question that they lived or died? No, it's right there in the history book, so we believe it. And many people, that's their extent of belief when it comes to the Bible. Again, that's one reason why they want something easy to read. They do not want to study the Word of God, because when you study the Word of God, it will show you your sin. It'll show you Jesus Christ and how He can save you if you'll just come to Him by faith. And then after you have made that decision of salvation, then He will teach you His way and the walk that you should have. What a wonderful book we have before us, His living Word. It is the Lord Jesus Christ teaching us His way. But it's the decision that you need to make, and do not hang on to, again, this universal salvation that anyone that is a good man, oh, he's not going to go to hell, he's a good man. Oh, my friend, please get back to preaching salvation, saved by grace. Do not be taken in by the deceitfulness of this world and the ways of this world. I pray for them. Again, verse 9, I pray not for the world. Now look at that. The Lord Jesus Christ is saying Himself, I am not praying for the world. I am praying for them that You gave me. Now we go back and we've spent two or three different times back in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30, concerning who the chosen are. The ones that God has given the Son, God the Father has given the Son. And so when we look at those, why we need to realize that the ones that God the Father gave to the Son were the ones that have come by faith. Come by faith, confessed their sin unto the Lord, said, Lord, please forgive me of my sin, forgive me, and turn unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to save you, and He will. Those that have truly repented, not only made a statement with their mouth through their mind, but also their heart. Their heart is broken because they recognize that they're a sinner and recognize that they need a Savior. I just visited with someone here not long ago, and I said, "What happened when you were saved?" And they said, "When I was saved, there just the great burden was lifted." And that's the statement of many folks when they come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Some folks cry, some folks laugh, some folks there is no change at all. There is no standard for what happens to you the day you trust in Jesus Christ, but there is a day, and you need to know that day, because you cannot meet the creator of this world, the giver of life to you. You cannot meet him as your personal Savior and not know it. So you see, if it's just a general thought, well, I did that when I was in confirmation. No. It's a one-on-one, a relationship. You can do it with 10,000 people around you, but it's you. It's not that 10,000 are saved at the same time. It's not that that class of 12 or 14 or 5 or 6 or 20 or 50, as you go through this confirmation class, as they say the words and have memorized the verses of Scripture and they've done all these things and now that's it. So then they take you in, they baptize you. That's it. You're a church member, and so that's all you need. Don't be deceived. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Come to Him today. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. There's a group of folks that the Lord Jesus does not pray for. He prays for the chosen, those that through the foreknowledge of God, God looked down through time and could see who would bow their head and confess their sin and come to Jesus Christ as their Savior. Those, the chosen, those are the ones. Jesus Christ is not praying for you if you do not know Him as your Savior. He has come. We are to proclaim that gospel. Yes, God loves you. He loves you so much He sent His Son. Now, I hear so often that churches and preachers that talk about so many things, but they do not speak about the need of salvation, the need to confess your sin and come to Jesus Christ. And it's a sad, sad day today. A sad day, because most churches is nothing more than a social club. And if you would back up today with the things that we have in our churches and the things that our youth, that our children are going to today, if you would back up 20 years, most parents would not allow their children to listen to the music that is promoted and listened to in our churches today. Oh, my friend, let's wake up. Let's get away from everything being, as long as they come. Boy, they're here. They're hearing it. No, they're not. You've left the gospel. Proclaim the word of God and get out of that garbage. Get away from those things. Proclaim the truth. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Bring those people to Christ. Bring them into the church. Teach them the word of God. Don't wine and dine them. Teach them the word of God, that they too will grow and go out and proclaim the truth to a lost and dying world. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, the chosen. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I'm going to come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Again, back in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30, the foreknowledge of God. Let me just show you those verses of Scripture, because there are many, many Scripture verses, but these are some that are very clear concerning how you become the called, the elect, the chosen, whatever you want to call them, those that are kept by the Lord Jesus Christ. They come by faith. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow." See, we get into the foreknowledge of God. "He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He justified. And whom He justified, them He glorified. Oh, it's a wonderful to look to the Word of God and to be the called, to the one that's been invited, summoned. Please, that you listen to the call of God, that you will come to Jesus Christ. God knows, yes, who each one through time is going to be saved. I don't. Our purpose is to go out and to give the gospel and to reach that light out as bright as it can go, that folks will come and be saved and not go into eternity not knowing that they have a Savior, not knowing that they can have their sins forgiven and that they would spend eternity in the lake of fire. Oh, it's so sad today. So very sad. Let's go to this 11th verse and see. And again, verse 10, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine. You see, and I am glorified in them. All the work that comes through, the Father has through the foreknowledge that He has looked down through time. Everyone that was going to come by faith to Jesus Christ, those He has given to the Son, and those the Son has kept. And we are sealed by the Holy Spirit the day we come to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And so there's a wonderful work that's going on. It's a work that God does. The only part of that work that we have is to turn. He calls. But until you turn to Him, does this come to you? And it says, well, if God knows, then no matter what I do, I'm going to be saved. No, don't do that. Whosoever. There's free will involved here. There's a free will involved concerning coming to Jesus Christ, and there's the free will involved in walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. So please that you do not take that kind of an attitude. That's an attitude of blasphemy towards God. Please that you walk to the Lord Jesus Christ, call upon Him, because He is calling you today through this word. If you're listening today, come. Please come. And He tells them here now and again in the 11th verse, and now I am no more in the world. It's as if He has already finished the work at the cross, and He has went back home to be with the Father, and He is excited to leave this world. We should be excited to leave this world. He says, but these are in the world, and I'm coming to Thee, Holy Father, but please keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given Me, that they may be one as we are. The desire of the Lord Jesus Christ is not only to save us, but also that we would be kept, and He is doing the keeping, but also that our walk will be close to Him. Please, there is so much wickedness and so much evil in this world. He's saying, Father, please, I have kept them while I was here. And verse 12 tells us that, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gave Me, I have kept, and none of them I have lost. And then He makes one exception here. One of those that walked so closely to Me. And see, this is the reason that we need to be so careful and know that we have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Out of the 12, we have one, Judas. Judas chose not to come by faith. He just chose to walk next to Him. He chose to listen to Him. He chose to watch all the miracles. He chose to witness the feeding of the 5,000. He chose to be there, to be a part of it. But he did not choose Jesus as his Savior. He saw a very good man, but Judas never believed that Jesus was God. We start back at the 8th verse. I have given unto them the words which Thou gave Me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou dost send Me. That's very important. And until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and really surrender your heart to Him, will you recognize that He's God? And you must do that. Judas did not. And so I have kept, I have lost none. Because you see, Judas wasn't saved. And then he explains, yes, I know. There's one that walked very close. There's one that was so close to Me, he was with Me every day. And yet, he's not with Me because he has not come by faith to Jesus Christ. Please that you trust in the Lord Jesus today. You look to Him. Again, the 11th verse here. There is so much in these verses of Scripture. I now am no more in the world. I am leaving this forsaken world, this cursed world, this sin-sick world. I am leaving that. I am excited to be leaving this world. He was sad to leave those here. And he says, you know, I'm going to leave them. Now, Father, you protect them. Well, we know, according to other scriptures that we've studied before, that the Comforter is coming. The Comforter is coming very soon. And so he is not going to leave them alone. He's not going to abandon them, but his presence, he is leaving, and he's excited. He has finished the work. He's going to go to the cross here. He's going to die. He's going to face the grave, and then he's going back to his Father. You see, Jesus Christ did not enjoy this world because of the sin that was here, because this is a sin-sick world. And today, why we are trying and accomplishing it very well, bringing the world right into the church so that the churches are full. It's in the name of numbers, not in the name of being holy and being sanctified and being set apart. It is not in that way at all. It is strictly numbers, and it's strictly to see everybody's happy and everybody's excited. And the sad thing is that they've accomplished that not from victory over sin, not from salvation in the heart and forgiveness of sin and a walk that is holy. They have gotten the smiles on the faces in the churches today because the world has come in, so they have not had to change. That's the reason that our youth are so interested in coming to church sometimes, because of the rock music. Now, there's no difference between regular rock and Christian rock. Don't deceive yourself. Parents, if your children are listening to Christian rock and you're excited because they're going to church, you've been deceived. You've been lied to. You've been lied to probably by your pastor. You've been lied to by your church. You've been lied to because you have followed after. But it's not their fault. It's your fault. Because you undoubtedly do not know the Word of God. You do not know where the power and the strength is. The Scripture tells us very clear here, not only, but now I am no more of the world, but these are in the world, and I am come to thee, Holy Father. Keep them through my name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are, to be one. We enjoy each time. Now, it tells us down here in the 15th verse, and we'll get to this next time we come together. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from evil. Verse 14, I have not given them thy word, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am of the world. You look today, the separation, you know, everybody's so concerned about the separation of the state and church. Well, that's been totally destroyed from what was originally intended. We need the influence of godly people running this government. That's the reason it's so wicked as it is. But today we need to realize that there is a difference between, and if you truly walk with the Word of God, this world's going to hate you. Well, you notice the world doesn't hate us. Why doesn't the world hate us? It's because we have got more world in us than we have got godliness. We're not holy. We're not separated. We're not walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. We, as we should be, and most people today aren't even saved that call themselves Christian. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, that you look there alone. We have these wonderful words, and we're going to continue with the 11th verse when we come back next time. Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was leaving this world. He didn't say, hey, I like it down here, I'm going to stay. Well, we should have our eyes, too, upon the world to come. The time we're going to spend in the presence of God in fellowship with Him. Don't be so tied up with the world that you're not looking forward to leaving it. Are you looking forward to going to be with the Lord Jesus? Or are you looking more, I don't want to leave this. I'm having too much fun here. Look at your heart. My dear friend, it's important that you look at the relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus. And maybe that's no relationship at all. I'm going to ask you, dear friend, as I do each and every time, it's so important that you know Jesus as your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?